Yeah, what's that? What's the difference?
It's yellow. It's like that back mud. It's yellow and it'll stick.
Ugh.
Old yellow clay looks like the yolk of an egg when you get it on your feet.
Yeah.
What I mean, it's just about the color of a yolk of an egg.
Yeah.
But it just sticks like glue.
Mm-hmm. I don't like that.
That old clay, I took a many a knife and cleaned that up.
Well, I don't like that. I can do
not
that. I want it
sticking. We lived on the black land for 9-10 years before I got married. And then we moved up on the black land.
Yeah.
And then my husband got married.
You got
company? No, I ain't got company. Them folks got their carpet sweeping thing down there.
Oh, okay. Let's see. What do you call real rich soil that grows stuff real well? What do you call
it? That's fertilized. When you have it fertilized good.
Okay.
It's really good when you have it fertilized.
Okay. What would you call a field that might be good for nothing other than just raising grass and clover and stuff for hay?
Well, we just call it poor land.
Okay.
Poor land, and we'd sow black-eyed peas or whippoorwill peas in it, rich it up, and then we could make a crop on it the next year.
Oh, black-eyed peas will do that too.
Yeah, you just plow them in under, the plow the vines and things in under there, and let it fertilize it, and that make your land good.
Okay. Suppose some land that had some water standing in it for a long time. What would you call that?
Well, we called it a mud hole that stood in our field because we had it.
Uh-huh.
And you have to wait for a long, long time before you get in there and tend in the crop close to it.
Yeah. What if,
we had one of them.
What if you had a whole field or two that was under?
What if you had a whole field like that there and you couldn't make nothing on it?
Yeah.
You just well forget it.
What would you call that kind of land?
I don't know what they call it. We always called it, we just always called it a big old dank, muddy spot in the field. That's what we always called it. I don't know what the real name would be for it.
I sure don't want to have land like that, I'll tell
you. Well, we had some like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we sure did.
Well, what would you call a place along the sea where it's wet all the time? What would you, you know, alongside the sea? Do you have a name for a place like that?
I don't know. We had one place that was like kind of like you said a while ago, and it was slough. Had weeds and things all in it, but we caught some of the biggest fish out of that slough that ever was right down the hill from our house, one place where we live.
Now, is a slough, is that water just standing there?
Yeah, that water that just stands there and comes out of the creek when the water gets up in the creek.
Oh, okay.
And when the water, like Zilla Boy, where we lived at Powder Point, we lived close to Zilla Boy. Well, when Zilla Boy get up, it'd fill our slough up.
Is Zilla Boy Creek?
Yeah, Zillabar Creek would fill our slough up.
Mm.
And then when it goes down, well, my husband put out his fishing outfit out there and we'd catch old catfish about that long. Boy, we'd cause 8 and 10 of them at a time.
Oh, I like that.
My brother-in-law would come over there and my sister, I told you a while ago, the one that we married brothers.
Yeah.
And we'd have some of the biggest fish frying. His baby brother and his family would come and his sister and her family would come.
Uh-huh.
And we'd have some of the biggest fish fries. We had more company that year than we ever did in our
life.
Because we lived on that slough and everybody come. Every time it come a rain, they'd come over to Clarence's.
Uh-huh.
But they'd bring their stuff and we had big time. We all had a big time. Uh-huh. They'd bring ice and stuff.
Yeah.
Boy, we'd just catch fish and eat fish. And
well, that'd be all right.
I don't know what we'd turn to a fish. That's what I'm told. We'd be turning to a fish.
And
his sister spoke up and said, yeah, you and Clarence be out there in that slough next thing, you know, just like them old catfish. And I said, oh, I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
That's right.
And then my little youngest boy, Roy, he woke up and he said, Mama, me'd be a little fish. He was about 9 years old and he said he'd be a little fish.
He's ready, huh?
Yeah, he said, me'd be a little fish.
Shoot.